Deadly violence against anti-government protesters in Syria has intensified, with more than 60 civilians reportedly killed in incidents throughout the country heading into the weekend. Since it began 11 weeks ago, Christians have been participating in the reform agitation, along with their fellow Syrians from other minority groups, including many from President Bashar al-Assad's own Alawite community. Nevertheless, there is a persistent public perception that Christians favor the Ba'ath Party regime of Assad. Latin Auxiliary of Jerusalem, Bishop William Shomali, shared his concerns and those of all the faithful in the Holy Land.
What are the Christians thinking now? The experience of Iraq can be for us a paradigm. Half of the Christian community of Iraq left the country during the last 20 years. Because Christians cannot live in such a conflictual situation. So we are afraid in some way of such results, even in Syria, because Syria, the Christians in Syria are believed to support the government and not to accept the revolution. So we are afraid for the Christians in Syria, who are 10% of the population. We have more than 1.5 million of Christians in Syria. The same situation as in Iraq before the American invasion. We are waiting, we are praying that the situation of Iraq is not repeated in Syria, for example.
Bishop Shomali spoke to Emer McCarthy on the sidelines of an international gathering of delegates to the Pontifical Commission for International Eucharistic Congresses from over 70 countries, who were in the capital of IEC 2012 host country Ireland this week for the presentation of the countdown to the International Eucharistic Congress next year. I'm Chris Altieri.